Today is May 6th, year 2007. It's the fourth Sunday after Easter. And we're going to continue on with our lectures on hell, talking about the existence and the reality of hell, the pains of hell, and the fact, as we've been saying all along, that most people go there, and even most of God's chosen people go there. So that should be put fear into every one of us Catholics, that no matter how good we think we are, we can go bad tomorrow. Or that we should always strive every day in our life to become and to remain, if we are good Catholics, to remain that way, become even better. So in a Catholic's life, it's a constant progress to perfection. And maybe a few of the saints have, you can become very perfect too in this life. Don't let anybody kid you either, because it's another heresy that the Protestant Luther injected into to his heresy, was that sin and sin mightily because we can't stop sinning. That God will forgive us no matter what. So in other words, you didn't have to sin no more. But how opposite is that from Jesus, who constantly said, go and sin no more. And in Matthew 19:17, if thou wilt enter into life, keep my commandments. So God is telling you, yes, if you're weak and you sin, I will forgive you if you're sincere and you amend your life. But the goal is to become perfect and holy as God is perfect and holy, because no mortal sinner can enter heaven. And nobody was guilty of mortal sins when he dies. Now, the existence of hell and the fact that God tortures people is evident even upon earth, because allows God cursed men with death when they rebelled against him in the Garden of Eden. And he said, because we rebelled against him, you're going to get sick, you're going to get old, you're going to sweat by your brow when you work now, you're going to have pains, you're going to have miseries. And God even allows tortures to come upon people. He allows people, God himself will even, look what he did to Sodom. He burnt Sodom with fire. That's like a Holocaust. You see, the Jews are always talking about their Holocaust, right? Which we know is a hoax. But let's say even if it was true, so what? If God determined for that to happen to you, it's a punishment from God. We know it's a punishment because they weren't faithful. They were Christ-denying Jews. And anybody who doesn't believe in God, Jesus, is under a curse. So in other words, my whole point is they always play the violin for what they suffer, but they don't realize that, first of all, suffering, most of the time, in this case, is a punishment for men because they're great sinners. And God only waits so long, like in a Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he punishes the place with fire. We also read about how God punished, during the Old Covenant era, evil Jews that rebelled against Moses and Aaron in the sedition of Kor. Those children rose up against Moses and they rebelled, and they were Jews. Now, they were evil Jews. Moses was a good Jew. Aaron was a good Jew after he repented from his act of idolatry. He did fall away for a while, but Aaron repented. And Miriam and a lot of the Jews, well, a few of the Jews, not a lot, a few of the Jews were good Jews, and most of the Jews were evil Jews. Because how often did Moses have to contend with them? Constantly rebelling against them. And we read, what did God do to the children of Kor to show them not only to punish them when they were by killing them by fire, but the worst punishment was after they died, they went into hellfire. Now we read a little bit from that rebellion of Kor here, and then we're going to, where it was in Numbers, in your Bible, it's Numbers 6, chapter 16, which talks about the rebellion of the children of Kor. And it says, and a fire came out of the Lord, destroyed 250 men that offered the incense. Now these men tried to stand up against Moses and say, we're not listening to you anymore, we're tired of you. Because Moses told them something they didn't like and they didn't want to do, or they were suffering a little bit because they weren't having the types of food they wanted to have, and they were murmuring. And then they rose up against, Moses was the Pope, the Pope of that time. They rose up against him. And Moses, God said to Moses and Aaron, I want you to stand over here and make a test. And then to let them stand over there, and we'll see who's going to choose who. And Moses says, we'll see how, if God's choosing us or he's going to choose you. And if God kills you in a way unprecedented, very quick, and in a way that he's not done to anybody else before, then I know God's with us and he's not with you. So what God did is he opened up the earth, and the children of Kor fell into the earth, fell into that crevice that God opened up, and it says that they fell into hell alive. So they were burned by hellfire, and at the same time the hellfire burned them and killed their flesh, they were then burning their souls in hellfire. So they went down into hell alive. That's in the book of Numbers. That's Jews that God burned when they were on earth, and then he burns them in hell forever. So all this talk about the mere fact that somebody's burned and people think this is intrinsically evil, it isn't, because then God have to be intrinsically evil. Because God created hell. It's a place where people go who are obstinately evil, whom God is punishing out of because of the sins that they've committed, and because this is the just punishment that they deserve, because they rebelled against an infinitely good God who offered them heaven, and they rejected that. So God punishes them infinitely in hell. Whether you can understand God's justice as a matter is not the point here. The point is it's a matter of faith. It's a matter of dogma. He does it, you accept it as a Catholic, or you don't. If you don't, you're not even Catholic if you don't believe in the dogma of hell. It is reasonable if you think about even examples they give in this book we're going to be quoting from. One particular guy says, what king on earth, or even ruler, president, even in today's world, as liberal as they are, doesn't have his jails where he locks up criminals? They have jails. And what is a jail? A jail is a place where we put people that are so bad they're disrupting society. So they say, if you earthly rulers have your jails, don't you think God's going to have his jail? And that's what hell is. Hell is an eternal jail. It's eternal because God knows that those people in jail, in hell, will never repent because their hearts are obstinately evil. Now, the sad part about this sedition, of course, to show how obstinate people are, the Jews that were witnessing these children of Kor go down into hell alive, 250 of them, right after that happened, they started to complain and get angry against Moses and Aaron because some of them were there. They knew that Kor was famous. They liked him. He was a nice guy. And they got angry. And they started murmuring and complaining against Moses and Aaron. And they were getting ready to rise up against Moses and Aaron and kill them. And we read what happened with them. In Numbers, again, chapter 16, verse 41 to 50. The following day, all the multitude of the children of Israel, it says all the multitude. So almost most of the Jews were rebelling against Moses. Again, evil Jews. The following day, all the multitude of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of the Lord. And when there arose a sedition and the tumult increased, Moses and Aaron fled to the tabernacle of the covenant. They were going to kill them. So they had to hide in the tabernacle. And when they were gone into it, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared, and the Lord said to Moses, get you out from the midst of this multitude. This moment I will destroy them. That's God talking about destroying Jews. Oh boy, he must be an anti-Semite. How could it be? He's a Jew himself when he came into this, Jesus as a Jew, right? And he made the Jewish race for his own glory. But he's telling you, it has nothing to do with race. God doesn't hate anybody because of their race. Never did, never will. He hates them. He doesn't hate anybody, really, as long as they're alive. He abhors them, though. But when people go to hell, then you can hate them only when they're in hell and there's no hope for them. But my point is here, God abhors people when they don't have the faith and they don't obey his commandments. That's the reason God punishes people. Not because of their race. Not because of any aspect of racial, it's because you disobey his commandments. And it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile, you don't break God's commandments or he kills you and he throws you into hell. So here's God talking to Moses about what he's going to do to these evil Jews that are rebelling. Get you out from the midst of the multitude. This moment will I destroy them. And as they were lying on the ground, Moses said to Aaron, God's already destroying them. And he was sent to fire in the camp. He was burning them. God was burning them with fire. Take the censer and putting fire in it from the altar, put incense upon it, and go quickly to the people to pray for them. Now he's telling Aaron, pray that God will withhold his hand so he doesn't kill all of them. Pray God to have mercy that he holds back some of his wrath and doesn't kill them all. For already wrath has gone out from the Lord, and the plague rageth. When Aaron had done this and had run to the midst of the multitude which the burning fire was now destroying, he offered the incense. And standing between the dead and the living, he prayed for the people, and the plague ceased. And the God showed, without Aaron and Moses, you guys would have all been dead. So I'm like, get back in line and obey your religious leaders. You notice if God didn't do this, Moses and Aaron would have no authority or power to rule the people. And like with St. Peter in the beginning of the church, he had to strike dead in Ananias and Sapphira because they would have rebelled against Peter and not listened to him. So the power of God is always the important thing that's necessary, and God always promises to give that to his faithful chosen people. So now he's showing the people, if it wasn't for Aaron, I would have killed all of his. And it says, and then all the obstinate ones. And it says, and the number of them that were slain were 14,700 men. Besides them had perished in the sedition of Kor. And Aaron returned to Moses to the door of the tabernacle of the covenant after the destruction was over. End quote. So here we're looking at how God burned 14,000 Jews with fire. Here's a Holocaust for you. How about that? Why don't we put God on the number one hit list? Because he didn't just do it once. God punished the Jews many times. And it's not just Jews. He punished Gentiles. He punishes Jews. He will punish anybody who disobeys his commandments. And I'll tell you, God especially punishes his chosen people when they rebel against him. That's why Catholics in the New Covenant era, when they go bad, they're worse than the Jews even. Because we're the ones that are supposed to be beacons of light and speak for the true God. And so when we go bad, and St. Paul says this, we all know that in scriptures, what happened to the Jews back then is a figure to us that we better beware. Because even though we're God's chosen people now, don't be haughty, because if we go bad, he's going to kill us just like he killed them. And he's going to punish us just like he punished them. And we're going to go to hell just like they're in hell. And we're going to burn in everlasting hellfire and worse than the people who never knew God. So we're trying to wake up people to the reality of how evil people are, God's punishments that await them, and to people right now are being told that they're living in some type of utopia and all people are good, and when they all die, they all go to heaven. That's a lie. I'm proving that to you here through the Holy Scriptures. What's even worse hypocrisy is that the people who even claim to believe in the Bible are teaching these things. I always say, what Bible are these people reading? They've got to be crazy. The first time I read the Bible, I said, now that's the God I know. A just God. A God who doesn't let people get away with murder and doesn't punish them. And this, it gave me power because I was taught lies by our bastard priests. These pre-Vatican II priests were a bunch of apostates even then. They would never read verses and tell us these teachings. Oh, you see, God does this at all times. Now, we were just reading here. Now, let's read the scriptures here where in Deuteronomy our Lord's talking about what happened to the sedition in Kor. This is just a reading from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 18 to 25. Thou hast forsaken the God. He's talking to Jews again, evil Jews. Now, I'm talking to evil Catholics too. How do you like that? And now, okay, most of the Catholics aren't even Catholic. They're nominal Catholics, which means you're really apostates. You're not Catholics. You're notorious heretics. Even though you think you're Catholic, guess what? You're not. So this applies to you also, as well as it applied to the evil Jews in the Old Covenant era. Even today, the evil Jews who forsake Christ are under this double curse even. But listen to what he's talking about with these bad Jews. Thou hast forsaken God that begot thee. Thou hast forsaken the Lord that created thee. The Lord saw and was moved to wrath, because his own sons and daughters provoked him. He's saying, I created you Jews to bring me glory and to show my power to the earth, to bring Christ to earth. And it did. The good Jews did do that. Salvation is from the Jews. John 4:22, it absolutely is. We are saved by the good works and the good, faithful Jews in the Old Covenant. But the evil Jews, no thanks to them. But they were bad. And most of them really were bad. I mean, we look at the movie Joseph, and we look at the 12, or the 10 brothers at least, or 9, what they did against Joseph. They repented, you know. But still, I mean, that surprised me. You know, you look at that, this is the beginning of God's chosen people, and the 9 kids are really crucifying Joseph. He was the preeminent of Christ, God's own people. So in other words, I'm just trying to knock out of the people's minds here this false claim of the Jews today. You're trying to be deified just because you're Jews. And they got everybody afraid to talk against any Jew as if they're evil. And that's an abomination. That's a deification of the Jewish race. That's racism, as I say, to the highest degree. Hey, guess what? I'm a Jew. Back off. I'm good. And I'm going to heaven no matter what I do. And what did St. John the Baptist say? He says, a guy could turn that rock into a Jew. Don't think you're going to go to heaven just because you're racially Jewish. It's those who have the faith that are going to go to heaven, that keep God's commandments and keep the faith. Now, we're reading what the Lord says here in Deuteronomy. The Lord saw, and he was moved to wrath, because his own sons and daughters provoked him. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will consider what their last end shall be. But it is a perverse generation, and unfaithful children. They have provoked me, and that which was no God, and have angered me with their vanities. They went over to worship idols, false gods, like you see the fallen away Catholics doing today when they're praying with all these non-Catholics. That's idol worship. We're doing the same things the Jews did in the Old Covenant. But look what he says, and I will provoke them with that which is no people, and will vex them with a foolish nation. And it says, and a fire is kindled in my wrath, says God, and shall burn even to the lowest hell. So God's saying right now to these Jews, I'm going to burn you on earth, and you're going to die by fire, and then I'm going to burn you into the lowest hell. And that's the worst burning of all, because when you burn on earth, that only lasts for a couple minutes, and you die. But the burning that takes place in the lowest hell, which is hell, the hell of the dead, that is never-ending hellfire. That's a holocaust beyond any proportion of our minds, as we've been reading about the reality of hell and what goes on down there. And God's talking to you. He's saying about these Jews, I'm going to burn you on earth, and I'm going to burn you in hell. Right? And it says, a fire is kindled in my wrath, and shall burn even to the lowest hell, and shall devour the earth with her increase, and shall burn the foundations of the mountains. I will heap evils upon them, and will spend my arrows among them. They shall be consumed with famine, and birds shall devour them with the most bitter bite. I will send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the fury of creatures that trail upon the ground, and of serpents without the sword shall lay them waste, and terror within. Both the young men, the virgin, the suckling child, with the man in years, and the old men. Everybody. Not just he kills the children and the babies even. That's God speaking. You better get right with God, folks, and you better look at yourselves and say, it's us who's evil, not God. It doesn't matter what you believe is true. Truth is truth whether you like it or not. And I'm telling you the truth here. That God, through it, and anybody who has a little common sense can know that the history of mankind is loaded down with all kinds of evils. And just because you look at a little baby and think he's innocent, God doesn't see that baby as an innocent. He sees him as the adult, evil adult he's going to be. The original sin in his heart and his perverse will. Now, so you're learning about God's teaching here that not only do I burn people and kill them on earth, the worst thing that happens is that I burn them, I kill them in hell. Because we know on the second coming of Christ, what's going to happen during the second coming? Our Lord said he's going to burn up the earth with fire. How's that for a holocaust? Here's God again, coming the second time. Jesus Christ, God the Son, coming down as man in human flesh as the conquering king, burning up the whole earth, and St. Peter mentions this in 2 Peter 3:10. But the day the Lord shall come as a thief, in which the heavens shall pass away with great violence, and the elements shall be melted with heat, and the earth and the works which are in it shall be burnt up. How's that for a holocaust, folks? So you better put Jesus on the number one list of fanatics. This is what they think you're crazy when you talk about people dying by fire. God's the one who punishes these people. God is the one who punishes by fire. God is the one who created by hell. You want to go against God? Fine. You've got a free will. You can do it. But I guarantee you, you're going to be in that very hell that you're denying right now. And you are going to burn forever. And you can't have no excuse to say you weren't warned. Nobody can say it in the end anyway. God gives everybody grace to know the truth. And I'm telling you right here, everybody who even claims to believe in the Bible has to believe in this, that the second coming is going to be a day of wrath and indignation. Zacharias talks about the second coming in Zacharias 14:12. And this shall be the plague where the Lord will strike all the nations that have fought against Jerusalem. The flesh of everyone shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away out of their mouth. Right while they're standing. That's the description of a nuclear holocaust, where the flesh melts right off of your bones while you're standing. So we have God telling us that, yes, I do punish by fire. And the earthly fire is not the worst thing you got to worry about. It's when you die, what happens after that. If you go to hell, it's an eternal fire. Your saints that were holy men that loved God were burned too by fire. But what they said when they were being burned was by fire, this fire doesn't bother me. This is only going to last for about 5-10 minutes. I'm going to be dead. After this, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to be eternal bliss. So they were not really, the fire that you people have to worry about is not even this fire we're talking about, it's the fire of hell. And the reasons why you go to hell. And anybody who's not in the true church of God, who's not a Catholic, who's not in the Catholic church, and he dies that way, he goes to hell. And anybody who's a Catholic and dies with mortal sin on his soul, he goes to hell. And most Catholics go to hell. And most people go to hell. And most people, God's chosen people included, are evil and end up in hell. And very few people are saved. We went over that in the past couple weeks. So I'm putting the fear of God in you people. It doesn't matter whether you believe God exists or not. It doesn't rather believe some. I never went to Hawaii, so I could say I don't believe it exists. What does that matter? Does that mean it doesn't exist because I don't believe it, Richard Ibrani? What does it matter what I believe in? It's what God teaches. It's what God does. Okay, you don't believe there's a hell? There is a hell. Our Lord has said it many times. Even in pagan cultures, they have the tradition. They have that kernel of truth in there that there is a hell. Okay, so I'm telling you, most of you people out there are going to go there right now that are listening to me. And so anybody who's listening to me right now, you better do your best to be amongst that very few number that are going to be saved. And it doesn't do you any purpose to blaspheme and curse God. That's only going to get you a deeper pit in hell. You can't say you weren't warned. Anybody who's listening to my sermon right now is going to go even to a deeper pit of hell because I'm giving you a warning even more so. And letting you know what you got to do to avoid hell. The thing I want to do in this sermon is just get rid of this Jewish ploy where people are afraid to talk against evil Jews because they get labeled with the smear of anti-Semitism, which is a phony baloney cheap trick. That's all it is. Now, every now and then they'll take out a real anti-Semite who really hates Jews because of their race and try to pretend that everybody's like that who talks against the Jews. That's another cheap trick. That's a ploy. When we're condemning Jews here, and we're just as God has done, as you read here with the children of Kor, we're not doing it because of their race. It's because of their faithlessness. It's because of their rebellion against God. God is a respecter of no persons. Romans 2:11 and Wisdom 6:8-11. God will respect no persons, and he stands in awe of no man's greatness. For he made both the great and the little like, and he has equal care of both, and a greater punishment awaits the more mighty. It doesn't do you any purpose to say, hey, I'm a Jew, let me in heaven just because I'm racially a Jew, and because that ain't going to work. You have to have the faith, and you have to obey all of God's commandments. This is what we have today in the New Covenant era near these apostate days. Catholics think because they're Catholic and they go to Mass on Sunday and confession on Saturday, they're going to heaven. I was born Catholic, as if it's a racial thing. And in Catholicism, they can't even claim that, but they act like that. They act if Catholicism is racial. You know, in other words, it doesn't matter if I really hold the dogmas of the Catholic Church. It doesn't matter if I'm a heretic and deny this dogma and deny that dogma. It doesn't matter if I'm an unrepentant fornicator and don't go to confession and don't have no firm purpose of amendment. We're all going to heaven simply because I'm Catholic. So you people are being warned out there. Now, next week, I'm going to go into some more reading about descriptions from on hell, but we're going to stop on that right here for now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.